Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming shows at Powell Hall in St. Louis, Missouri on June 27th, and at Tanglewood in Massachusetts, August 29th. Also, check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to help out a struggling employee in your office or terrorist cell. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Caitlin from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Caitlin, how are things in Orlando?
Hot.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be that way for a while.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I'm a tech writer.
Oh, really? So you write about technical things for technical people, I guess.
Yeah, it's boring.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're so filled with enthusiasm for your job. Welcome to the show, Caitlin. You are going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks do that, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
Sometimes links to the subjects are rocky, like Magellan skates well, though he's stocky. You'll need more than luck, like skill with a puck. This school centers all classes on...
hockey.
Yes, hockey. Well done. Mm. Hockey is a Canadian tradition like politeness or smoking crack. And now Cole Harbor High School is moving to an all-hockey curriculum. Hockey history, hockey physics, hockey glee club. Here's an example of hockey math. I just hit you four times in the head with my stick. Mm. Now how many teeth do you have left?
Hold on, carry the one...
Ken's doing it. Ken's
working
calculating.
On it. Yeah. All right, here is your next limerick.
With this pet, I am never alone. I can find and then blow up a bone. The small unmanned plane arrives potty trained. As a pet, I have got my own...
drone.
Drone, yo. Yes! Very good.
Very good. Good.
Great news. For both lovers of pets and government surveillance, the company Falkor Systems has developed a, quote, pet drone that follows you around, much like a puppy does. It tracks your movements and films you at a safe distance, also like a puppy does. Developers say these pet drones will be perfect for extreme athletes who can use them to film, you know, base jumps, free falls, extreme skiing. But you'll need another drone to follow around the pet drone with little plastic baggies to pick up its pile of batteries. Here is your last limerick.
Though I load up the charcoal with skill, the bacteria I cannot kill. So it's like cooking meat on a hot toilet seat. Ooh. There are billions of germs on my...
Phil?
Phil? Not Phil.
Oh, I know Phil. Oh, yeah.
He's terrible. let's hear this one again. I think you will get it.
Though I load up the charcoal with skill, the bacteria I cannot...
Grill. Yes, grill.
Grill.
Want a side of cholera with your bratwurst? According to British researchers, the average barbecue grill has more than twice as many germs as a toilet seat. This is because people clean their toilets, but not their grills. Mm. And you notice, like, guys, you got a grease fire, you don't have any water with you, there's nobody around.
Oh, no.
Bill, how did Caitlin do in our quiz?
She's a material girl in the material world. She got them all right.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Caitlin.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.